Hello,
Let's hear it.
everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus Comics Review. My name is Vin. With me today are my buds, Vic and Anthony.
What's up,
Hello.
y'all?
Today, we're breaking down some of the best Daredevil comics ever written and the inspirations behind the Netflix show and the new Disney Plus show. Please remember to support us on Patreon for exclusive content, early access, and extended videos. We love our Patreon supporters. We already have so many, and I can't wait to see us grow, grow, grow. So first, boys, let's start. What's your history with Daredevil?
Well, before She-Hulk came out, for some reason, I felt compelled to get into Daredevil before he showed up because everybody was making a big stink about his upcoming, or his return, right? So I started just like reading 10, 15 issues every single day. And like within She-Hulk came out August 2022. So before the holidays had even swung by, I had pretty much read every single Daredevil comic that had been published from 1998 to present time.
Fantastic.
And then I think, I don't remember if it was after I started reading the comics, but then I started watching the show at some point as well. And I think I pretty much binged that within a month and a half.
And just to be clear, so you didn't watch the Netflix show as it came out, right? That was your first time watching it.
Correct. The only show, Marvel Netflix show that I watched as it came out was probably Luke Cage.
Why?
Don't have any particular reasoning for it. It was just like, it caught me at the right day. I was bored from day home and I was like, I'm gonna watch this. I do remember trying to watch the Daredevil show. I watched about half of the first episode and I didn't know anything about Daredevil. So I was kind of like, I didn't know what they realized that it was going to like the fun stuff was like coming. And if I would have been a little bit more patient, I would have been sold on it right from the get go.
Did you ever watch the Ben Affleck movie?
I did go back and watch it last year.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think?
I love Michael Clark Duncan, so I think it's awesome. And I love Colin Farrell, so I thought he was awesome.
Yeah.
And I also like Jennifer Garner, so I was happy to see her too.
It's a good cast.
Oddly enough, you won't believe who was my favorite out of all of them. Foggy.
Happy Hogan.
Wow.
Foggy.
Vic, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've watched the show as it was coming out. So I was basically up to date with each season, even with Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Defenders. I started at this point. So it was a rainy day outside. I didn't know what to watch. So I checked Netflix and I was like, Daredevil.
Oh, wow.
I know this name.
Wow.
I checked it out. I was like, it's so dark. It's so unpredictable. I was wondering why he doesn't have the suit. And it was so interesting that I didn't even care that he didn't have a suit. Because when I started watching it, I was thinking about it more of a show without a license. That they just borrowed the name and they're making a show about the Daredevil,
oh,
but they can't use the suit, they can't use certain characters and all that. And maybe that's why they didn't mention Fisk in the beginning. But when they named him Wilson Fisk and then they called him Kingpin, I was like, this is the origin story. And they really like it.
Very, very slow, drawn out, but great. Vic, what did you think of the movie?
Okay, it was better than I remember because watched it when I was a kid, and then I have a huge long break. And I watched it in November, December last year, and it was very good. Like, I really liked it.
Okay, so you watched it a long time ago, and then you watched it again recently.
Yeah, because I'm watching all the Marvel projects with my friend.
I remember.
Yeah.
Crazy. With the Daredevil movie, I actually, and kind of like a Batman Forever, Batman and Robin kind of way. Like, I actually appreciate the camp. I really like the camp of it. And I like how stylized and over the top it is. And I think that's cool. You know, I don't know if I would say it's like the perfect version of Daredevil. I really like the Netflix one, but I think I appreciate the over topness of it. But my introduction to Daredevil, I think honestly, must have been the Netflix show. Because I watched that day one when it came out. And I had like a general idea of who Daredevil is, of course, like from pop culture or whatever. But I don't think I ever watched the movie until then. And so that was my first time, episode one. And I was locked in. I loved it. From episode one, day one, I loved it. And I remember on the bus going to college. And I remember, because it was Netflix, it was a binge drop. So I think I binged the whole thing in like just a couple days. And I'm telling all my friends about it. And I remember it blew up. I don't know if you guys were heard at the time, but it was like, everyone was talking about Daredevil. Everyone was talking about the show. It was huge. And for me, I think I think my first year at university. And this was a great way to make friends suddenly, that I can meet all these new people. And hey, you're watching Daredevil? You're watching Daredevil? And it was just something that connected us. And God, I love that show. especially season one, season two, season three is good too. I love that show. And for me, that was completely, that was my Daredevil origin story. Let's get into the comics a bit. Do you guys know what comics kind of inspired the original show?
Well, we talked about it before. It was Born Again. That's for season three. And there's
Yeah.
also just a bunch of individual issues you could pick out and say, hey, there's this and that, moments with Stick, with Elektra.
Exactly. I think a lot of that comes from the Frank Miller stuff, especially Daredevil with the black like mask and stuff. That all I think comes from Frank Miller. God, it's just great stuff. What did you think about the connections? Because we all read Born Again, right? This is the great 1986 story by Frank Miller, David Mazzucchelli, letterer Joe Rosen, colorist Max Scheele. This story is adapted pretty well, I think, in season three. How do you think about the comparison between the two?
I'm gonna say that I prefer what the show did. I
Okay.
prefer the story in the show better than the one that was given us in the form of the comic book. Because I'm not a huge fan of this comic book, let's be honest. It's not my tempo, it's not my kind of comic book that I like. It was okay, it had its moments, but maybe it's because I watched the show first and
Okay.
then I read the comic book. Because when I was reading it, I was just imagining Charlie Cox as Daredevil, Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin, Deborah Ann Woll as Karen, and Elden Hansen as Foggy. And this comic
Especially Karen.
book's.
Karen is very different, right?
Yeah, well, we had this Karen from this comic book in her retrospections, in her past, in her flashbacks in season
Yeah.
two,
Season three.
three. Yeah,
Season
season
three.
three.
Yeah.
So she was comic accurate at this point, but I think that the season three did a very good job of it because it took the most interesting parts of this comic book and adapted them in their own way. They focused on the mother stuff, on finding out that Maggie is Matt's mother, and they didn't just abandon her in the middle of the story. Because in this comic book, it's just a few pages like, Maggie, are you my mother? No, I know she's lying, and that's it. And we're never going back to this. And to me, it was very emotional and very important part of the story in the show. Because at this point, Matt was very lost. He didn't know what to do. Like, he thought he doesn't have anyone in his life important that's worth fighting for, except Karen and Foggy, and now he has a family again because he has his mother. His mother is alive, and now he can, start fighting again. And it
I
was very
really,
good.
I really, that's a really great point because I think the show did such a great job with her character and that whole arc with the church and everything. Red,
And
what did
losing
you think?
Father Matthews.
Born Again. I just read it for the first time somewhere in the last month when I found some time to read it. I see why it's a classic. I see why it gets adapted. There's a lot of heavy thematics in it that adapt very well for a character like Matt. One thing that's always interested me about Matt is his faith. Because I can't think of many other characters that so strongly lean on it and fall back on it.
You can name
And
like Miss Marvel, but it's a short list, right?
yeah, but not even. It's not, it's sure she spent some time, but not the way Matt does. Matt makes it part of his,
His DNA,
not just part of Matt, but it's part of Daredevil too. I mean, he's a Catholic who decides to dress up and go with the name Devil. I mean, that's right there should tell you so much, and people don't ever think about that. I mean, it's like he, it's almost like, no, it's not. I was going to say it's almost like Batman using what he's afraid of, but it's not the same. But
It's not the same at all.
the idea is similar, but it's not the same because here, Matt, he's a practicing Catholic. I mean, one of the first times we ever meet him in the show, he's doing confession about what he's about to do. Like, I've sinned and I'm about to go sin some more because I have to. And when when he falls back upon the fact that his mom is a nun that he's not even aware of, that abandoned them, just makes it even more interesting.
And
So.
just to quickly jump ahead for a second, that's something I'm waiting to see in the Disney Plus show because we haven't, I don't think it's really touched on his faith yet.
No, but there's a tweet that I saw. It was just like it shows how, with the lighting, the posing, the camera work, it kind of almost
And the
makes it feel
cord.
like, in the court,
And
exactly.
episode three, great. That was a great moment, great shot for sure. Would Born Again, I'm surprised, but I absolutely loved this of the three of us. I'm surprised I liked it the most, but I loved it. I really love Dave Mazzucchelli's art. I think his art is phenomenal. And I like Frank Miller's narration and how propulsive it is and how dramatic it is, how he's jumping between all these storylines, all these different characters. I love the colors, like the bright popping colors. I love the thick inks and I love the letters and how many different personalities and styles are in the letters. I think it's a masterpiece. I absolutely love this comic. But like Vic said, I think there's elements that the show adapts better in season three. So I think it's just fantastic that we have this great story. We have two versions of this great story. And I think both of them are just a great representation of who Daredevil is and two different mediums. You know what I mean? Yeah. My God. Frank Miller, David Mazzucchelli. I got to read Batman Year One again. It's been a long time, but God, I just love David Mazzucchelli's art. I'm like, I could read it forever, forever. I'm just addicted. Okay. Let's talk about the new Disney Plus show. We've seen three episodes. What do you lads think?
Well, I'm obviously very happy that Daredevil's back. I made sure to clear my schedule and be available right there. I was there at like 8:56, just
I bet.
refreshing, because sometimes they post early, but I was ready for when it came out. And of course, man, it was just so good to see Matt back. I'm disappointed to see Foggy die and to see Karen take off to San Francisco. But this, as a comic reader, is the most mind-blowing thing, is that Karen Page convinced Foggy Nelson to hit on Kirsten McDuffie, and now Matt is dating Heather Glenn because of Kirsten McDuffie pushing to do so to get over Karen. Like, that's kind of like, yeah, it almost gave me a headache there in the beginning. I'm like, can't believe this is happening. But hey, I'm glad we were seeing Kirsten McDuffie. She was one of my favorite supporting characters. She's a
Is
very
that from
intelligent.
the Wade run, right?
Yes. She's one of the most intelligent, capable characters. I'd say she's on par with Matt as a lawyer, and it's cool that they're working together and not romantically involved. Like, I really like that. I also like that Heather is a therapist now, because from what I recall, she was a party girl. If I'm correct, I'm pretty sure she was just like a party girl there in New York, and she was just some hot thing.
And actually, revisiting Born Again, you probably caught this. And 226, they talk about Heather's suicide.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if that could be her fate in the show also. But they love to change things. They love to trick us, surprise us. So it might not be, but that could be a very dark ending for this new love interest, right?
Come
That
on,
is
why
possible.
can't you let Matt be happy? Give this
Because he's
boy a
a
break.
Catholic.
It's
Because
just,
he's a
well,
Catholic.
it's the same for Peter Parker too. The more he suffers, the more we celebrate, right?
Yeah, but he was dating She-Hulk.
Yeah.
What happened to this?
Dating.
I would love to see She-Hulk
Dating.
appear in the new show. It doesn't feel like it's in the tone of what they're doing, but I would love to see more of the Marvel universe properly integrated. You know what I mean?
I do wonder if they'll ever address what he was, why he was in California, aside from getting the suits. But like, the thing with that is, and it always bugs me. I'm like, I didn't know Matt could practice in California. Are they ever going to bring that up? Are they ever going to mention it? Say, oh yeah, he passed the bar in California too. But I know, for the sake of it, just pretend, yeah, he did, sure. But I do wonder if they'll ever bring up the time he spent there. Like, hey, remember when you were on the West Coast for a couple months? Like, even a throwaway line like that would be cool.
Marvel always does. Even if it takes 10 years, it'll come back some way. Vic, what were you saying?
Yeah, I just want to say that I think they can easily forget about this part because it's not a necessary thing to bring again.
Okay.
Like at
But
this point, because
probably in some crossover someday, they're like, hey, nice to see you again.
but there's this scene in the trailer where you can see that he's opening his storage room and there are all these masks. So
Yeah, so cool.
that, I think at this point, you seeing all those different suits is the best connection you can do to his appearance in She-Hulk without mentioning his appearance in She-Hulk.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that black suit. We know what's coming. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it has to. Especially
I can't wait.
that I think in season two, I know I'm going ahead of myself, but I think that he'll be using the black suit in season two to avoid being detected, just like he used in the Souls run.
Maybe. Is there anything you guys don't like about the new show?
Oh, maybe I just want to say that it's a weird thing that I'm gonna say, but I really don't like the idea of it feeling different than the Netflix show. It feels a lot different than the original
I agree.
show.
It's even shot differently. It looks different. And that's, for me, that's one of the biggest problems. Like, there's a disconnect, I think. On Twitter X, I saw somebody did a filter, and it, you could call it a P filter if you want, but it looks better.
It
They can
does.
get look like
I
a
saw
Netflix
it.
show with the yellow and the green. It looks great now.
The thing that you can notice is the different tone. Like Daredevil, Netflix's Daredevil had this very dark, gritty tone. Even in the happy moments, you can feel it. But in here, it's like you have the same writers, but they Disneyfied it, if I dare say so.
Is it the same writers from the Netflix show?
I think so. The season one writer. I noticed his name in the credits of episode three.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if some of them are returning, but I'm pretty sure they're new. I think they also have the some of the guys from the Punisher show also. So there's some connective tissue, but I don't think it's a whole lot.
And some writers from the Arrowverse.
Oh, really? Yeah. And I know they pulled in a lot of legal TV writers also, so they tried to get them mixed. For example, this episode three, this was my favorite of the set. I really loved episode three, and I love the courtroom, just the drama. There's no Daredevil at all in this whole episode, right? But it's powerful, and Daredevil is always on your mind, even if you don't see the suit, because there's this whole theme about vigilantism, right? And the two different sides of that debate. I loved this episode three. This really locked me because episodes one and two I was a little bit unsure about. I talked to John about it briefly last week, but this episode three, I'm locked in now. I love this episode. Red, what'd you think?
I'm really glad to see him be a lawyer because, he always talks about he's a really good lawyer, but you never saw it in the Netflix show, except for when he like saved Karen, and that's about it. Even like remember back in She-Hulk, he had that moment where he sniffed out the jet fuel. Like, and now you're doing that again where he's listening in and realizing, hey, people are reacting to this bit of information or that. And even in the comics, Matt has always taken big ass swings like that and done crazy stuff. And I'm glad, I mean, I'm sad that what he did, while it succeeded, and Hector got loose, but then, as at the end of the episode, that
You knew that was coming, though. You knew he couldn't make it out alive.
I know, and that was kind of a given. But for Matt to do like, I'm gonna do something crazy, watch this, and then it worked out. That's Matt in the comics. Matt took on the Supreme Court and won one time. I mean, that's Matt Murdock, and to finally see him be a lawyer, a damn good one, and win is something I've been waiting years for.
How do you feel about the fact that White Tiger's appearance was so short? Were you hoping to see him in more of the show, or is this
I
okay for
was, but I
you?
mean, I'm realistic. I understand that it was kind of like, hey, we're going to bring this in, make it a quick arc, and get it over with. Because now Matt's going to carry that guilt for the rest of the show, and
For
it's going to
sure.
make him wonder, did I mess up? I got him off from prison, but I got him killed right after.
I got a target on his back. That was the first thing I thought. As soon as they said he's not guilty, I said, oh boy, he's done. He doesn't make it out of this.
And the fact that it was somebody wearing a Punisher logo makes it even more interesting because we know
Absolutely.
that Frank Castle shows up at some point, and the whole ambiguous of it, was it Frank Castle? Was it a cop dressed as him? We don't know. We'll find out eventually, I'm assuming so.
Yes.
But the whole back and forth of it is going to be interesting.
I'm sorry. I just want to ask one more question. Have you guys ever read any comics with White Tiger? Do you know anything about the character?
Yes, because he shows up in a lot of that 90s Daredevil. So yeah, I'm a little familiar. I know more about his niece, the one that was sitting there, but she's a lot older in the comics. In the comics, she's already a detective or a private investigator. I can't remember, but she's an adult woman, established, has her own career and everything. And then at some point, the amulet gets passed off to her, and she's the one that takes on the mantle of White Tiger. So
And
I'm glad.
that's what I'm really excited to see.
Yeah, for sure. I can tell they have plans for her. I just don't know what they are because she's so young in the show.
Time passes.
I know, but it's just interesting because, that's a Latino superhero. It's one I want to see happen, and then he gets murdered, and now the next one is who knows how far off.
No, I feel you there, but I really like the niece in the comics, so I'm really excited to see her come to the MCU properly. Vic, do you have any thoughts about White Tiger?
I know as much as I can about White Tiger from the Spider-Man Unlimited show
There you go,
about
Spider-Man.
Ava. I forgot to mention my first interaction with Daredevil was Spider-Man 1994. Big
1994.
surprise.
Yeah, I was waiting
Yeah,
for it. Yeah.
big surprise. But I know a lot about Eva based on the Spider-Man Unlimited. I didn't know a lot about Hector, so it's nice to kind of put the face to the name in a way. But I think that it was intended from the beginning, even if Cameron de los Reyes didn't die, sadly. But I think that they initially wanted to use Daredevil as an entry point to bring back the Defenders in a way, and to introduce the new vigilantes, the new heroes that could, save the New York from the Kingpin.
I'm really interested to see, because we know it's going to happen at some point. I'm really interested to see them like rebuild the Defenders and who this new team is, because it's Marvel. They have to build some
I
kind of
think they're
team.
gonna bring back the Iron Fist, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, to just, bring
That
them
would be cool.
back and create a new team.
That'd
Or
be cool.
maybe just, use them to adapt the Devil's Reign story, which would be amazing to see.
Do you guys want to see them continue to stray away from the Netflix show, or do you want them to stay closer?
Definitely closer. Like, if you stray away from the original, then I'm afraid we're gonna see something that we're not gonna like.
Red, what do you think?
I like the direction of the show already. I like the
Yeah,
fact that they
okay.
have the whole power of the MCU behind them, so now they can do more with it. Like, we saw a little bit of mention of Pym Foundation.
Oh, I missed
And
that.
during the inauguration, when they're like
Oh,
celebrating, they're wearing hats and it says Pym. It's not a big deal.
okay.
And then, of course, Fisk straight up calls out Spider-Man, Punisher. Like, I'm glad that that's happening. And there's so many interesting things that could happen within New York City. But I do wonder, moving forward, what this means for Matt in his interactions with others. Because, like, we had him in No Way Home for 30 seconds. It wasn't a big deal. He just showed up real quick, caught a thing, and then moved on. And then She-Hulk actually made an appearance. He did some fighting, did some lawyering, and then he kind of went back to New York City. So I'm wondering what it'll be like when he has to be around other
And
groups like,
Echo.
oh, yeah, and Echo. Yeah, but I mean, that's blinking, you'll miss it almost. But I wonder what this means whenever he's around other people, like, say, the Avengers or the Fantastic Four.
And I think that might be, Vic, that might be why they're trying to diverge a little bit from Netflix, especially in the aesthetic, because they want to bring him back into this main universe, and it needs to
Yeah,
look
I
and feel
mean,
like that.
we know it's the same universe because it was made by Marvel Television, by the same people who are making this show. But I don't like the way they try to MCU-fy it, if you know. Because a lot of those different shows, they have their own camera actions, they have their own, vibes, aesthetics,
Atmosphere.
and atmosphere. And you don't change it just to fit the MCU. If you want to bring those characters back in other projects that they are not their own projects, you try to fit them with the aesthetics that you try to do, and not change the show to fit the aesthetics of the overall universe.
But this is the
Because
first time when the MCU is taking something kind of created by someone not Kevin Feige, and they're incorporating. It's the first time. Well, besides X-Men
X-Men.
97, I guess. And also the multiverse stuff, I guess. I want to now talk about Mayor Fisk. So this is a storyline from 2017, from the Charles Soule run, penciled by Stefano Landini, Ron Garney, colorist Matt Millett, letterer Clayton Cowles. You guys have both read the entire Soule run, the entire thing, right? And 595 to 600 specifically is Mayor Fisk, which is probably what they're pulling for this show, right? Can you tell me what's the story of Mayor Fisk?
It's been so long, man.
Okay, Vic.
I'm literally reading up on it right
Okay.
now to get my memory jogged because I'm like, it's been a while.
Kingpin rigs the election, becomes the mayor. Matt Murdock becomes the VP, the vice mayor, and just to, spy on him.
He works in Fisk's office, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he hears everything that's going on. And the whole idea that they adapt from this comic books into the show is that vigilantes are terrorists. You have to arrest them. There can be no more vigilantes, but it's not because they are dangerous. It's because Fisk wants to lock them up so they can stop him, basically. And that's something that I really loved, this part. And this whole comic book is all political, and that's the best thing that's going on in this comic book, because later the Hand is back, Elektra is back, some other heroes are back, and all that's going on is they're closing up the heroes, Fisk gets hurt, Matt becomes the acting mayor, and everything that's supposed to happen ends with going back to the entry point is that vigilantes are bad, but because they saved Fisk, he can't say they are bad because the public opinion sees them as heroes, and it gets really political. But I really love the idea of making it Matt's a story from Matt's perspective, from Daredevil's perspective, instead of showing how different heroes react, because he's the catalyst point to the change that's supposed to happen later to stop Fisk. And his involvement in his politics is just as important as his role as Daredevil. So that's really good. And also, Blindspot appears in this comic book that, and
And Muse. And Muse,
I didn't expect it.
yeah.
So
We know Muse
it's
is coming for
Muse.
sure. Blind spot, has that been confirmed or just rumored?
No, just remember I wrote years
Just
ago that they
rumored.
had a casting call for
I
an
remember.
Asian, yeah,
I
there's an
remember.
Asian character lined up, but I don't think that ever came up. Or if it is, it was just somebody that doesn't matter.
I think that there's a rumor that this guy that appeared in today's episode that brought Taras into the mayor's office may be Blindspot, but honestly, I don't care as long as
I
they
do. Yeah.
okay.
No,
I
Blindspot's a
love
cool character.
Blindspot's a very cool character.
That's why I said, let me finish. I don't care as long as they bring him in.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was confirmed that Muse doesn't have powers. Supernatural powers. So I think that's a very good idea from the point of Daredevil's show, that they have enough characters with supernatural abilities and they try to make it as much down to the earth as they can. So that's what I really like. But I know I'm shitting on some elements of this show, but I really loved it. And there are some elements that I just never thought I would love.
Like I said, today's episode, all courtroom, and I was so locked in, man. I love today's episode. The first two episodes, I thought it was a little bit kind of Frankenstein, kind of choppy, because it's episode two was created by the old team, episode one was created by the new team, and the transition and the pacing, the acceleration, it was a lot happening. It didn't really vibe, I don't know. But this episode three was so strong, so confident, start to finish, I was locked in. Red, what do you think about Mayor Fisk? Do you remember the storyline, and how do you think it parallels the show?
God, I don't, like I said, I don't remember
Okay, never mind. Never
it. I'm
mind.
sorry. It's like I was sitting while y'all were talking. I was like, let me see what I can remember. And I'm like, nothing is clicking. It's been 2 years since I read that. Almost, they're a little bit over 2 years. So I
Because
mean, I remember that Fisk did this so he could get ahead and do all that. And I also love the concept because it's interesting. What a crazy an idea that a criminal would hold a high office like that. Like that could never happen in real life.
In
So
2016, who could imagine it? In
in
2016.
2025, that's a crazy, crazy note, especially like a politician from New York. What? Man, the parallels are so obvious
I
sometimes it hurts.
wonder.
So it, I've never liked Vincent D'Onofrio's Fisk, but this
Really?
is, yeah, apparently it's an extremely unpopular
Say
opinion.
that again.
But
Say that
people.
again.
I don't know, man. It doesn't look, his mannerisms, whack. The way he talks, whack. Everything about him, whack. I just don't like it. But I understand that it's probably the best you can get. And
It's a unique take on the character. It's a little different from the comics, but I respect it as its own thing. Just like, there's some characters that in the comics and in the shows, they're just different, and it's just two different versions.
Episode two, when he's talking to that police officer, he says something that I was like, okay, this kind of makes it a little bit easier for me. You're a whiny kid who just wants everybody to like him. That's extremely accurate. And I'm like, okay, when I look at it through those lens, I'm like, all right, it works a little bit better for me. Without it, I'm like, I'm not about it. But Fisk as a mayor is great because this also tells you, hey, how broken is the world after the snap that this guy is the mayor of New York City, one of the biggest, most powerful, important cities in the planet that they've got a criminal running it now. And you've also got concurrently at the same time a general who's the president of the United States, right? You got Ross. So like it, It's cool because this makes you wonder more about the world as a whole rather than just zeroing in on just Hell's Kitchen. I like that. That
Which possibly will lead into Thunderbolts even, right? So it's a
I'd
very
assume
interesting,
so, yeah.
very interesting timing for everything in the MCU right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're beginning to see a project start to connect again like they used to. And that would make me so happy, right? If everything starts to matter and this show affects this movie, affects this, I would love that. Bring it back, the interconnected universe.
Well, here's another thing that we haven't mentioned is Echo. For some reason, while I'm bored making food, I've been rewatching it. And so remember, the ending of the show is him saying the mayoral race is starting to heat up in New York City. And I'm glad that they mentioned it. And like, you don't have to watch Echo in any capacity whatsoever to understand what's happened with Daredevil Born Again. But if you don't know that he got shot in the face, you're wondering, hey, what the hell happened that he had to leave Vanessa in charge and he was gone for so long and that he was, bedridden? What happened? Why didn't we see Vanessa or hear mention of Vanessa in Echo or in Hawkeye? If she's this person who this whole time has been in building up this empire to where it is now, that it's almost self-sufficient in a way, where all she has to do is just check in every once in a while. Well, then where was she this whole time? I guess you could just say, hey, well, she's been hidden in the shadows doing all this, doing that. Then what the hell has Fisk been doing this whole time?
I think this answer to this is creative decisions because they decided to bring Vanessa after people lashed about Born Again not being the continuation of the Netflix show. So,
She
I
also
mean,
wasn't available. Her schedule freed up and they got her. That's what
yeah.
happened.
Well, there was an interview recently where she was saying that they asked when she came back, it's because they asked, as if to imply that they'd never asked originally, and that's why she was recast. And
Yeah,
I can't, I'm shocked by that.
because originally they just wanted to reboot it, and it was the most stupid decision ever.
Because she's so good as Vanessa, right?
He is, yeah,
So
very good.
he doesn't
The whole
like
cast
Fisk's
is amazing.
Kingpin. He doesn't like D'Onofrio's Kingpin, but he likes the
I
Vanessa.
love Vanessa. Vanessa's great. Yeah, she
She's
actually
really good.
scares me a little bit. But man,
But you
I'll tell
just
you.
embarrassed him in front of
Oh my God.
Vanessa.
But the one thing that got me was that with Vanessa, she's so subtle, and it looks like she picked that up from Fisk. Because like in that first episode, she kind of says, "Hey, don't kill Adam. Like, chill with that." But then when in second episode, when they're having the therapy session, she says the relationship between management and labor was very robust and fulfilling. And you're like, girl, PG, wow. Like, I know what you're saying. It, good for you, I guess, but that's still adultery at the end of the day. That is your husband you're saying that in front of. And Fisk just had to sit there and take it. I'm just like, wow.
You just really
Wow.
feel sad for him. You
I
shouldn't,
know.
but you do.
But
Vic, is there anything from the Mayor Fisk storyline, from the comics? Is there anything you want to see them adapt into the show?
definitely arresting the vigilantes and revealing some of their identities.
That's happening for sure, I bet. I bet, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to see, because when I think about it, about adapting this story, I'm immediately thinking about connecting it to the other Netflix shows and about bringing all the other characters because I really want to see what happened in those 7 years since I think the last season was the last series ended
2018.
was Jessica Jones season 3. And I want to see if Luke Cage even decided at some point to start in the race for the mayor office. If they got engaged, married, did they have a kid? What happened with Danny? Does he somehow regain his powers as was teased in the end of Iron Fist season 2? I don't think they're gonna bring in Spider-Man. Not only because of the deal they have, but because in the Mayor Fisk arc, Spider-Man was just there to be Spider-Man, right? And they just kinda introduced Spider-Man to this whole New York City full of heroes and all those different heroes that are there. But I don't think that this is necessary because this show is gonna adapt the most necessary parts of the comic book, but in a way that they don't have to spend a lot of budget on
Yes,
it.
I don't think we're getting Tom Holland on this show. I have one friend who's very mad about that because he says this would like legitimize the Daredevil show as the real MCU. And I'm like, okay, but it's not happening. You're not
but
going to
they
get
can
Tom
have
Holland.
the
Tom
poor
Holland is off.
actor.
He's off and like doing the Odyssey. He's not
He's
coming.
in Greece, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they are using a prop stage actor in Doomsday. So come
Yes.
on. But if they allow them to use Spider-Man, not Tom Holland, but Spider-Man, they have the easiest excuse they can have, because in the comic books, they don't unmask Spider-Man. He just webs himself up in order for them to be unable to take off his mask. So
Yeah,
they
exactly.
unmask Moon Knight, they unmask other heroes, but Spider-Man is still Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's what I really loved about him in this version. But yeah, but I really want them to bring the other characters back. And there were some rumors that I think Alex mentioned that they may be back in season two, the whole Defenders. So
I
I'm
bet
really
so.
excited
I hope so. Yeah.
because despite all of this hate for the Netflix Defenders verse and all the other shows, I really like them. I enjoyed them. I even enjoyed Iron Fist, and I know it has some bad moments, some even really cheesy moments that are not the comic accurate moments from the comics, but I really liked it, and I want to see them back, like
Red,
especially with different writers.
do you want the whole Daredevil verse back, or sorry, Defender verse, all that?
I was actually just thinking about it. I've only seen, I think I saw all or most of Iron Fist. I saw all of Luke Cage. I think I watched season one of Punisher. I never did watch Jessica Jones. I know Brian is probably somewhere cursing me out saying why. And then I didn't bother with Defenders, but I would like to see most, if
And just
not all.
keep in mind, we're supposed to be the hardcore fans, and it's still spotty. I've only seen Daredevil 1, 2, 3. I haven't seen Jessica Jones or any of the others.
I would like to see Jessica Jones back. I know
Excuse
I'm
me?
pretty sure Kristen is on board with it. Mike Coulter's Luke Cage would be cool to have him back. Don't really care for Finn Jones as Iron Fist, but that's fine. They can just get somebody else. But I would like to see the whole team come back and make appearances. 'Cause like if Fisk is all upset about all these vigilantes, well then I need to see more of them. 'Cause
Let's see the vigilantes.
you can't tell me there's just Spider-Man, Daredevil, which Daredevil's
Punisher.
retired at this point, Punisher, and White
Defenders.
Tiger. Like that's it.
Hawkeye.
Okay, so that's five.
Echo.
Yeah, but I have a question for you guys, because
Yeah.
at this point, Avengers and all the other heroes that had their identities public are considered heroes. So will Fisk force people to think that even the Avengers are vigilantes?
That's a really good
Only if
point.
they're probably operating inside the city of New York, which they aren't anymore because they went upstate.
Only Hawkeye is, so
But
if he comes back in
also
season two or
Hawkeye's
whatever.
visiting. He doesn't live in New York City.
But also, we haven't had a proper look at like what the world thinks about these heroes, really. Not like if you think of like
There's the B.B.
Avengers.
Yurik, the report where they ask, and that's about
That's what they're
it.
establishing now. Yeah, but if you think of like Avengers 2012, remember Joss Whedon had all these shots of the people saying they love the Avengers, and that was over 15 years ago, and in universe, right? In universe, over 15 years ago. So, and since Endgame and all of that, how has public opinion changed? They have an opportunity to do something really interesting there, and then now the heroes have to reclaim their name, maybe. Do you guys have any other thoughts about the Charles Soule run?
It was
I
pretty
love
cool.
Muse. I love Blindspot. I'm excited to see Muse, but not as much anymore, knowing that he doesn't have his powers, because that's what made him so interesting. I am
Yeah, they'll
looking
have to
forward to
get
seeing the
creative.
artwork, though,
I
so
think
that'll
that
be
he
cool.
may not have his powers this season because they confirmed his back in season two.
See, I didn't need to know that.
Spoilers.
Just like the person who spoiled me on the pictures of Set yesterday, and I'm like, thanks.
Oh yeah, from season two. Yeah.
Season one hasn't even finished. It's not even halfway, and we're already
Yeah.
sharing images from season two.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I was
Now
making
I
sure
feel
not to
really
say things.
bad.
Yeah.
Now I feel really bad. If you were some random person, I wouldn't care. But I know you for a long time, and
I'll live.
damn.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll forget by the time it comes out.
Yeah.
I hope
Because I
so.
saw.
So
Yeah. Because
that
I.
I have to watch now. I have to watch out for myself right now. I have to be
Yeah.
really careful what I
I also
say.
saw some of the set photos from season two, and it even this episode we watched today, there's already things that it's connecting to, and I'm like, I kind of wish I didn't have that information, because now I'm starting to piece together what could happen this season. Save
No,
it
because
for
when that
later.
reveal happens at the end of the season, you'll be like, well, I already knew that.
Yeah, right.
But you all saw that one picture I shared. The
I don't know which.
Mayor Fisk poster.
I don't I don't know if I saw it.
It was
I
Man of
muted that
Beast,
channel.
Born
And Born
Again.
Again. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
not a, there's no
Yeah,
spoiler
I
there.
mean, but it
That's not
was
really a
very
spoiler.
nice. It was a very nice touch.
Yeah.
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 So.
I one thing I wanted to mention before we move to Devil's Ring, calling it Anti-Vigilante Task Force. Vic, that takes me back to
Yeah,
Smallville.
back to Arrowverse even.
Yeah, well, Smallville did it first.
Yeah, Smallville
But
did it
that
first,
was a
yeah.
whole, I mean, how many times can we have a TV show, a superhero TV show, with an anti-vigilante task force? I'm like, God, it's the number one cliche. Move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they should have called it an anti-hero task force.
Anything, yeah. And I was also curious about that in episode three, that he they show that his vigilantism, White Tigers, is a heroic trait in a court of law. But is vigilantism really legal? And should that be celebrated in a court? So I'm curious to see the repercussions of that, because as we know, probably it won't be positive anymore.
I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, but the definition of vigilantism is doing something that's against the law, not unmasking yourself, revealing yourself. But Matt kinda bended the law in a way by revealing Hector's identity. So now he was a public figure, so the vigilantism was a too much of a word to be used at this point in
Oh my
terms of the
God,
law.
that's a real loophole there. Wow.
Yeah. That's why I love law shows about law, shows a lot
True.
about politics, and that's why I love Daredevil. But yeah,
All right,
but
let's move on to Zdarsky. Red, you remember this, right?
I'm rereading again to remember, but I do remember. I mean, it's what's going to happen in season two, essentially,
Yeah,
based off the
but
images you already saw. But yeah.
you're basically like speed running 5 years of Daredevil comics right now during our conversation.
He's
Not
like Doctor
fast enough.
Strange. He's like Doctor Strange in Infinity War.
Right. At least he's already read all this before, so hopefully he's coming back then.
It comes
Vic.
back at points. I mean, it's what I do remember is that he gets the Thunderbolts to do his dirty work for him to get a bunch of people, and he starts gathering a handful of them. I just don't remember what happens after that.
So he becomes the sheriff. So Thunderbolts becomes the sheriffs. They arrest all the other heroes. They put them in jail. Chameleon is Chameleon morphed into Tony Stark to mislead the Avengers and other heroes. He escapes from jail. Octavius opens the portal to another universe to bring the villain variants of the heroes from this universe. Tries to control everyone using Kilgrave's powers and his children
The purple children, yeah.
to kill
Yeah. I
heroes.
just remember Luke Cage becomes the mayor at the end of it all.
Yeah,
That's
and
the
he
only thing I
becomes the mayor
remember.
in the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, it was my favorite story out of those three.
Oh, great, great. What did you like so much about it?
The usage of so many heroes.
Yeah,
There's
sure.
a lot of people in Devil's
It's
Due.
a real event. Yeah.
I know it's a cliche, but for me it was the biggest event you can have in New York City as
Yeah.
an area, not
Yeah, it's a
worldwide,
whole
but
New
in a
York event. And this is kind of what Red was saying earlier. Like, if we have all these heroes in New York, let's see the
Yeah.
heroes in New York, right? And that's what the comic does. Bendis does this a lot too with his stuff. One major part of Zdarsky's run. Yeah, what are you saying?
I was gonna say, I remember that I think Typhoid Mary plays a part into it and it helps reveal Matt's identity or something. I could be wrong, man. It's been so long.
Vic,
I
do you
should have
remember?
started
If
reading.
I may, this is my favorite
Oh yeah.
panel out of all. The
Yeah, look at that. Look at
yeah,
that.
all the other heroes just striking at the villains, just wanted to fight them, and damn. If
And
they had the if only they had the budget.
I
is
just
it
remember the
RC
Strom
drawn?
ones are in this too.
Yeah. They
We
were the
have
super rich ones that ran everything, yeah.
in Zdarsky's run, we have the major Devil's Reign event, which you guys are talking about. We also have Elektra in a
Yeah.
major role because she becomes the new Daredevil. And that I
Well, she
love.
becomes the second Daredevil because Matt abandoned his
Yes,
identity.
but then we and then we have both of them, right?
Yeah.
I love her costume so much. I think it's a great design. Would you like to see that in the show?
Absolutely. That is a fantastic costume. I just want to see Electra back. I hope they bring
Yeah.
back Elodie.
Recast or the original?
No, the
Elodie
original.
Young.
The
Yeah,
original. Bring her back.
correct.
Why not?
Yeah,
It's not like she's
yeah.
busy, I don't think.
Yeah, hopefully. I was kind of hoping to see her already, but
I don't remember if they showed it, but she may be alive of Thunders. because they never showed her body. And this is the number one rule of the comic books.
Okay, but what if she was a Skrull, like in the comics?
I don't want to talk about scrolls anymore. I'm done with
Can
scrolls.
we
Because
forget about Skrulls?
I don't know if you guys know, but it's a major point in the comics that they kill Elektra, but then she comes back.
Can we forget about it? Can we forget about the Skrulls? MCU. I don't want to say the bad word, F word, but MCU just destroyed the Skrulls for me.
Oh my God. You didn't like what was her name?
Secret
Gaia.
Invasion.
Gaia? You didn't like Gaia at the end with her muscle arm and
Who's Gaia? I don't care. I care about my boy, Matt Murdock, and his
Yeah.
brother, who isn't his brother. Also, we didn't mention it, but
Michael? Michael? Right?
in the after events of Mayor Fisk,
Yeah, Matt or this beats the hell out of him and kills him, and they think it's Matt. He
but
kills Michael.
in the death of Matt Murdock, death of Daredevil, Mike Murdock appears for the first time, like the real Mike Murdock. And I didn't know much about Mike before it, only what was mentioned and teased. But damn, do I need to see Mike right now in the show, in a way? They must somehow bring him into the show, even if it's an illusion or Matt just playing him or whatever. But I think it's necessary to bring him in order to evolve Matt as a character throughout this Born Again show. Because it must feel. Di they want it to feel different than the Netflix show, then do it.
Is there anything else you want to see from Zdarsky adapted to the show? Because that already, what we've talked about, sounds like a great roadmap to go from here for into season two and beyond. Like the Sewell plus Zdarsky runs together. I think you're set. That's a great show. Anything else you want to see them adapt from the comics?
They already adapted Matt Murdock abandoning his identity to focus only on the Daredevil in season 3. So I don't want to see it again because right now he abandoned Daredevil to focus only on Matt Murdock. And from trailers we know that he's gonna wear the suit again.
Of course,
So, and I think that's the way they're building up to it. To show it maybe in the last three, four episodes. I don't know. I'm just, shooting in blind here, but
And the way they're setting it up, it's going to be such an epic reveal. They're doing such a good job building, building, building.
And we know that John is back as Punisher. We know that Karen will be back at some point, at least for one episode, even if it's
Hopefully,
one
yeah.
episode. But Punisher will be for more episodes because they shoot some scenes in the, what was it, the place that they found him? Somewhere Matt was boxing in a gym or something. It doesn't matter, but they go with
Fogwell?
it and
Fogwell's gym,
then
right?
I think it was a gym,
Yeah.
but they moved it from the gym into the streets and he looks completely different. So there must be some, and Frank at least stays for two episodes, so two or more. I hope it's more because the whole dynamic of Daredevil and Punisher in season two was the best part of it,
I agree.
and I don't have to say that even if at its lowest, Daredevil was very, very good. So yeah.
And season two, I think it was like the first, I don't remember how many. I think the first arc, probably eight episodes or something, with Punisher was fantastic, right? That Punisher arc in season two, so good. I would love to see that. I'm excited for the special. I hope the special's really good.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the special they're doing.
Mention one thing to be adapted. The one thing I would like to see them add is 10 fingers if they're gonna do Samuel Chung followed up.
I remember you did an article about that, right? Yeah, I
The
think because
same one
I
where I
think
mentioned Blind Spot. It's all in
yeah,
one. But
great,
I do want to
great.
see them. I want to see the hand come back at the end of the day. Just a little bit better than the Netflix show because the Netflix show is a little weak.
I didn't want to say.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean it. Let's be honest. It made it really boring. You were just
It's
kind
the
of like,
weakest part
I
of
don't really
the three
care too
seasons.
much. But even then, still, the hand is an interesting thing to have. But
Concept.
Daredevil's got enough in his hands with Mayor Fisk, so I'm sure it's got to be reintroduced because you could do so much with the hand in New York City after the fact. It doesn't have to be just Daredevil.
Do you guys have any other thoughts?
Yeah, I was wondering, did they tease Chase at some point? Like, there was this the head of it, and that was it, where Stick goes to him to say, yeah, the kid is in training, but he will be ready, and that was it.
In the show, are you talking about?
Yeah, in the show, there's this one scene, I think it was the first episode that Stick appeared in, and at the end, there's a scene where there's this,
And he's talking to a few people, I remember.
Yeah, the head of Chase sitting there, they didn't
Oh.
show his face or whatever, but Stick is there telling him that about Matt, that the kid is ready. He'll be ready for the fight that's about to come. And they
Yeah.
never bring him again.
He's not crazy. This is real.
This
Daredevil's
is.
season 2, episode 7,
So it was season
season 2,
two.
episode
Okay.
5, a lot of season 2, and then also some Defenders also.
Yeah,
Vic's not
but.
crazy. He's not crazy.
Yeah, but the head of the organization was shown only once. And I think that if Red said that the hand should be back, I think that they have to bring them back in order to balance it, in order to, to. Because we've never seen this war that they mention. And the war in the comics, from what I've read, is much, much bigger than what it was shown in the shows.
I just don't know how much DNA they want to pull from that show. I feel like they, I don't know. We'll
Yeah.
see.
Also,
We'll
this
see.
show doesn't want to delve too far into the supernatural. I mean, they were already kind of scared to show White
Yeah, at
Tiger
the
do
same
his
time,
thing.
yeah, White Tiger doesn't do anything mystical at all.
No,
So.
he
Yeah,
walks
he
by and
only
he gets
wears the
shot in the head.
amulet.
I'm like, what?
He has this amulet, mystical amulet,
That
but
gives him
we
powers
never.
and then he gets shot in the head. Like, what? That part caught me, but.
But what I think they may do at this point is that until Eva picks up the amulet and gets the powers, they can say that this power didn't give this amulet didn't give him any powers. Maybe it was just a mythology or what people believed in to keep it down to earth at least for some time. And maybe when Eva picks it, she gets powers or whatever. But I really hate the idea of not making as good as the original show, because don't get me wrong, Born Again is very, very good at this point, but it's not as good as the original show. And some decisions that they made, like using the licensed songs, which is one of the best moves ever, especially at the end of episode one, doesn't give me the necessary
Confidence.
confidence, that they're going in the right direction. But from what we all know at this point, they have to do some moves to convince other peoples that this show is season four. That's the most important thing, because people expected season four, and this must feel like season four. That they don't waste Foggy's death, for sure, because it's the most important point of the story.
Yeah, it's the whole catalyst for the season,
Yeah, the
for
whole
the
catalyst for
series,
this
for the
season.
whole series. Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me if they turn around and reverse it at some point.
There are
Because they
some
do that in
Easter
the
eggs.
comics.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it.
I don't think they will. Not this kind
I hope they don't, because I mean it's been a year. Like the only thing that okay,
of.
so here's a prevailing theory that I've had talking with a friend. The Red, I don't know if you paid attention, but they mentioned Red Hook three times now. It had to do with the witness that Foggy was protecting. And then Fisk brings it up at one point, as well as Vanessa brings it up that Red Hook doesn't have to pay fees or whatever, something in when they first introduce her into the new series. But there's got to be something like heavily corrupt, something going on that would make it why it's being mentioned multiple times, and that they would want to take out Foggy protecting a guy who could be a witness in regards to
Yeah,
this,
Benny.
right?
Very sharp. Very sharp. Yeah, that's
So
good.
with
That's good.
that, there's a possibility that, and I hate this, but that they faked his death and now he went into witness protection because he may have somehow survived it. I don't like the idea of it, but I can see the very strong possibility of it happening.
And I'm gonna say something different because I really loved Foggy, and I have a really soft spot for keeping characters who I like alive.
But
And I'm always in for bringing them back to life, like 99%.
okay, but
But I hope they bring him back, and but it won't destroy this whole story of Matt in this season, because
I don't
his
know if
death
that's
was the
possible.
catalyst for Matt to put the cowl away, and something brings him back
No, I think
at
that's like
some
bringing
point.
back Uncle Ben. He's the Uncle Ben of this season.
I hope not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
just want I want to see my Foggy back. I don't care what it takes. I just want to see him back because
Yeah.
th their relationship,
Their brotherhood is so good.
yeah, the relationship is the whole structure. The relationship built this show, the original Netflix show, and it led immediately. Remember, they wanted to cut Karen and Foggy out of the Born Again show, and it's the fans that brought them back. So, ergo, they have some things to do later in the future. I hope so. Because I think that I've read something today on officially, not rumors or whatever, that the future decisions depend solely on the success of this season.
I'm sure the season will do fine though. Before we go, I want to name some general comic recommendations.
Do
Red,
it.
you can also jump in with yours. First, I want to start with OG old school Daredevil. Of course, we have the Stan Lee, Gene Colan stuff, but really Daredevil comes into his own around Frank Miller. So Frank Miller starting at 165, pretty much going all the way up to 233. You have Denny O'Neil in the middle for a little bit there. Anne Nocenti, she picks up right after Frank Miller. Then D.G. Chichester in the 90s. He's also doing Midnight Sun stuff around the same time. Very great writer. And then also Man Without Fear, of course, 1993. For modern Daredevil, this was the huge renumbering, so dramatic. Starting at 1998, number one, you had Kevin Smith. Then you had Jeff Loeb doing Daredevil Yellow, a short mini series. Have you read that, Red?
Yes, that was going to be one of my recommendations.
Yeah. Go on. Do you have more to say?
I actually have a couple ones that are off the side. I read everything from 1998 to modern, and I enjoyed
Yeah,
every single one of them. No,
go.
I would just read everything. I Sol, Wade, Brubaker, Starsky, just read those. Read them. They're
Bendis,
great.
Bendis.
But Bendis, of course. But here's the thing: there's some other side ones that aren't just main Daredevil, but you should still read anyway. One is Bullseye from 2017. It's like five issues. Really great. It's just interesting because it tells you, just goes more into Bullseye, who's a fascinating character. Daredevil Punisher from 2016, four issues, but it's fun seeing them two, fighting together. There's also Daredevil versus Punisher, Means and Ends, great as well. Daredevil Dark Knights. I just read this one recently, but I really enjoyed it. He's kind of like dealing with a lot of weird things. Think like it reminds me of Robert Pattinson's The Batman, how he's a helpful person. He's not just kind of like fighting. There's one issue where he goes and like crosses the entire city in the snow to go get a retrieve a heart for a little girl that's about to die. Great issue. There's six issues. Definitely read them.
Eight issues.
Oh, eight. You're right. Yes. And then my last one is Man Without Fear, 2019 from Jed MacKay. I mean, it's just modern. It gets some things out of the way. And like all the stuff we've mentioned earlier, Devil's Reign for sure. Definitely check that out. The only one I'm just going to tell you I do not recommend is Daredevil Father. I read that one 2 weeks ago. Do
The
not.
art is so cool. I
That's
love the
true.
cover, but no. Do not. Yeah, do not
But
recommend.
it's, well, I just don't recommend it. It's very inconsistent and it's got some very heavy stuff that makes you like not care.
I
It
agree.
makes you want to dislike some of the characters. So that's one I don't recommend.
But God, I love the covers on that one. I want to add really quick, Man Without Fear 2019, that Jed MacKay, that is the miniseries that launched Jed MacKay's whole career at Marvel. That's the reason this guy is writing Avengers and X-Men at the same time right now. That's why he did Bloodhunt. That's why he did Doctor Strange, Black Cat, and all of those guys. It all started with how great this Man Without Fear series is. So check that out.
Have you read Daredevil Redemption?
I haven't. No.
It's only like
Okay.
four or five issues, definitely, but it's six issues.
Six issues from 2005.
Matt goes, I think, like somewhere in the Midwest and just starts dealing with the very local. It reminds me of Echo in a sense, of the Echo show. So I would definitely recommend that one as well.
Oh,
So that's what I
fantastic.
got for y'all.
Great, good. So let me just run through the big one. So the Daredevil main title, pretty much read everything, right? It starts with Kevin Smith, then Brian Michael Bendis, David Mack, Ed Brubaker, Mark Waid, Charles Soule, Chip Zdarsky, now Sally Dean Med. Great, right? Daredevil, you cannot go wrong with the main Daredevil title, especially after Frank Miller. So just run through everything.
I'm not really enjoying most of the Saladin stuff as of late. But there's one concept that's really interesting that he's doing is that Matt is fighting the seven deadly sins that are in the form of people he knows, like She-Hulk is gluttony. And there's more. I just don't want to ruin them because it's more fun to see them for yourself. I think he's on like the sixth or seventh. I'm not exactly sure because I haven't read Daredevil in the last month because of school. But the concept is interesting. And he even gets a white suit that's
Oh, no worry.
very
I don't know if
different.
I've seen this.
Yeah, it's
So now we're
interesting.
all matching. You're wearing white and I'm wearing the classical
There we
red and
go.
black.
There we go. I have seen this.
It's okay. It's not bad, but it's not out of modern stuff. It's definitely not on the top, but it's definitely still should be read because There's also another subplot of Matt being a priest. He has his memories forgotten, where he doesn't remember he's Daredevil and all this, and he's taking care of a bunch of orphans, and that part's actually pretty good.
Great, great. When you emphasize the humanity of the character, you can never go wrong.
Yep.
Oh, so we have reading guides on our website, right? We have two big reading guides. One is 1964 to 1998. The other is 1998 up to the modern day. I need to update it a little bit, but those will be linked in the description of this video. And they have pretty much everything. Everything we've talked about today. These reading guides are so comprehensive, and they have everything. And I put in big bold letters like the top stuff. So check those out. Run through it all because Daredevil, honestly, is one of the most consistent characters in comics for great stories. Like no matter who's writing, it's almost always going to be fire, and it's always going to be different. If you're comparing Bendis to Mark Waid to like Charles Soule, completely different, but they're all great. You know what I mean?
I think that's
And
one thing that drew me in about Daredevil as a whole is that I'm reading all these stories and he's like this super dark character in the 90s. And then in mid-2000s, all of a sudden, he's like this dude having a great time in San Francisco. Then he goes back to being this dude, focused in the thing of New York City. Like that, it works. It's funny because it's like he is such a, his character full of depth.
Yes, really. He's always compared to Batman in certain ways, but I think Batman, it's maybe more rigid sometimes. I don't know, but Daredevil, it feels like maybe you could have more flexibility, which is so strange because he has so many contradictions. But those contradictions define his character and give him the versatility where you can do anything almost with his character, right? Oh, fantastic, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Anything else you guys want to say?
Yeah, read Daredevil, watch Daredevil. I mean,
Read Daredevil. Watch Daredevil. Yeah.
incorporate it. 2022 is a tough year for me, and Daredevil is one of the few things that really kept me going. So I'm just happy to have it.
Yeah, like for this, like reading Born Again while watching episode three, like back to back, I was so happy because I love Born Again. I love that comic, and I really love this episode. I'm like, guys, it's Daredevil season. It's a good time. It's a good time.
I highly recommend reading the newest Unleash Hell,
Okay.
which is written by Erica Schultz. So it's Daredevil, but with Elektra as a Daredevil. It's a completely new series and Red Band, and it's really good.
Great. There's a whole different dimension of Elektra that we haven't seen in the shows and stuff. So I hope they start pulling from some of Elektra's comics because there's so much more there for them to mine, especially if they bring back Elodie Young, because I thought her character was great. And I'm interested. It's a unique take, but I'm interested to see them develop it further. Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. If you like this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. What are your other favorite Daredevil comics, Elektra comics, Punisher comics, Bullseye comics, Kingpin comics? I have a
Echo,
Kingpin. Echo.
Echo.
I have a whole reading guide for Kingpin and Echo. They each have their own giant reading guide, and you can go through and you can follow Kingpin as versus Daredevil, Kingpin versus Spider-Man. You can see them cross over together. Go check it out. Comics are good. Please let us know your thoughts in the comments below. I'm Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I'm Vic. You can find me at Rick Salky on Blue Sky.
I'm Red. You can find me at Redova underscore on both of those platforms, I believe.
And be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky. Please support us on Patreon for more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, everyone. See you next time. Bye. And special thanks to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to see even more videos and extended content, please subscribe at the link in the description.
Thank you.